It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Glad you could join us on this November 21st, 2023. Happy Tuesday. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com and do all the things that support the show, please. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Goldie Hawn is 77. Michael Strahan, 51. Ken Griffey Jr., 53. Jenna Malone, 38. She's a big-time movie star. I mean, she was in Donnie Darko, The Hunger Games, Into the Wild, amongst several others. So, yeah, happy birthday to all of them. Also on this day in history, 1620, the signing of the Mayflower Compact. That's this. I found this one pretty interesting. Days prior to landing on Plymouth, Massachusetts, 41 passengers on the Mayflower signed a compact that meant they will all, when they, you know, make landfall, they have to establish a government and they will all abide to the laws that the government lays out. So, found that pretty interesting. That was 1620. Yes. In 1931, horror classic Frankenstein was released in the United States. Definitely iconic, to say the least. All right, let's get into the news here. This one from CNN, quote, "a living hell inside of my head," unquote. For the first time, more advanced stage of CTE diagnosed in teen football player. We all remember that. Well, maybe not all of us, but that Will Smith movie that came out before he viciously attacked a gentleman at the Oscars. He was in a movie about NFL players having that disease in their retirement years. So, and this is that same disease, and it was found inside, and this kid took his life, unfortunately. And the crazy thing is in order for them to use his brain, he offed himself in the heart to preserve his brain. So that's amazing, but really sad.
There's consequences for a lot of sports. So think hard before you get into them.
This one from Newsmax. Gilgo Beach Red Rummers Family inks $1 million documentary deal with NBC. Okay, you know what? Is that just disturbing to me, or do you all kind of feel weird about that too? Getting rich off, mass red rumming. No, I don't like that. Actually, NBC shouldn't even do that, but they are a for-profit. Newsmax, average U.S. home buyer is 49, the oldest ever. Okay, so we've reached a point where I did a search for the average cost for a house in the United States, and it's $430,000. So we've reached a point where you have to be a millionaire to be able to buy the average house. Because let's say you have nothing, you win a $1 million lottery. Well, you're not going to go buy a $1 million house, right? You might buy a $500,000 house or less, but you're going to leave some cash, right, for living, because you had nothing. So using that Chad logic there, you have to be a millionaire to be able to buy the average house in the United States. That's shocking. You know, we all hear stories about middle class disappearing. Well, that's evidence of it right there, I would say. Got a story from CNN. Oh, this is somewhat
concerning. A mysterious respiratory illness is spreading among dogs and baffling veterinarians. Here's what owners can do. There was a little caption underneath the photo. Dog owners should make sure their pets are up to date on their vaccines, including those for canine flu, Bordetella, and parainfluenza. I've never heard of those last two, but get the vax, I guess, if you want your pooch to keep begging for food. We've got a story from Bleacher Report. This is in our sports category. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy's golf league postponed until 2025 after venue damaged. Yeah, I didn't even really read it because just the headline, the heading was news to me. They're starting their own league. These guys must be really good buds, obviously. I think I recall them being good buddies. But so they're starting their own league. That's amazing, really. And I think it's cool, dude. You know, it's a free market. All right, that leaves us with one more article. And you know it's a good one because that's how we roll here. Every last article is a good one. Before I get to that, I just want to say, do all the things that support the show, please. We'd really appreciate that. All right, let's do our final news story. It is a good one. Flying car. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know I follow the flying car stuff and the autonomous driving automobile, which I don't believe in. But the flying car thing, I think, is it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Flying car you can park in your garage lifts off on maiden voyage. Colon, meet the $200,000 Switchblade. Okay, so it's priced, the people that can buy the average house can afford one, maybe. And shouldn't it fit in the garage? I mean, that's part of the criteria that you're trying to meet. You know, it's a car, right? So it's got to fit in the garage. That's a given. So this one is contrary to my prediction that the first flying car is going to look like, and there's already one out there, I've done a story on it, like a drone, like the little drones people fly in their, you know, backyard or whatever with the four propellers. It actually has six or eight of them, but now this one looks more like an airplane. The wings slide out from the side and it looks like a little airplane. It's badass looking. It looks really, it's got like a red paint job and I don't know. It's really cool looking. Yeah, I'd like to get one myself someday, maybe. I mean, I'm not going to fly it. I'm just going to drive it around and pull up to the ladies. Hey, ladies, check out my flying car. And we'll see how that works. So that is it. We're going to follow these flying car stories because it's going to happen. I mean, we're going to have little airports. You know, you're not going to have to drive out to your big airport to take off in your flying car. We'll have little airports throughout the town, you know. So when you're done with your dental appointment, you get in your flying car, drive down the road, pull into a flying car airport, take off. It's going to be that simple. Pretty cool, really. But yeah, that is our episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back on Friday for sure. And until Friday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.